Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A heat advisory is now in place as temperatures are going into the 90s for a second straight day. And with the humidity, it could feel like it's 100 degrees. KYW's Justin Udo was out on Kelly Drive this morning talking to people getting in their early workouts to beat the heat.
The sticky air here off of the Schuylkill River on Kelly Drive makes for less than ideal conditions for people trying to get in a workout.
No one really wants to come out here, but it's the only time we have to do it.
That's Uche, one of the many runners braving the heat to get in a good workout. He made sure to get out here before sunrise and says in addition to staying out of the sun during peak hours, there's a number of other precautions he's taking to stay safe.
Hydrate. One word. Hydrate. And then, you know, take it easy. Don't push too hard.
With these extreme temperatures, Philadelphia and many of the surrounding counties have issued code reds. That means they have cooling centers open for anyone who may need them. People are also being encouraged to keep an eye on our elderly neighbors to make sure they have all the resources they need to stay safe in the heat. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Finding a place to breastfeed or pump while you're out can be a challenge, but Philadelphia's new Lactation Spaces Finder app is making it easier. Here's KYW Community Impact Reporter Raquel Williams.
The city's Lactation Spaces Finder app is a new online and mobile tool designed to support nursing parents in finding safe and clean lactation spaces throughout the city. Camille Duchasse, Chief Administrative Officer for the city, says mothers don't have to settle for breastfeeding or pumping in a public bathroom, and that an app like this would have been helpful when she had her children.
Certainly, there wasn't an ease to me at that time universally of breastfeeding and the importance of breastfeeding and making spaces for that outside of your home.
The initiative is in response to the PUMP Act signed by President Biden in 2022 and the city's requirement that all city departments oversee the creation of lactation spaces for city employees and the public where possible. Duchasse says this is what many were hoping for and they're excited about this launch.
It closed the gap. It addresses a need of our communities, and I just can't wait to see where it goes.
You can find it at lactation-spaces.phila.gov. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a long wait, but Philly slugger Dick Allen has been enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
There was no question about where his heart truly lived. Philadelphia was his favorite.
Courtesy of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Willa Allen honors her late husband Dick. It wasn't always so easy here for Dick Allen. He faced racism from all angles, the press, management, and from many fans, and was still one of the best hitters of his day. In her speech, Willa Allen emphasized the goodness of Dick's heart and pointed out how important the fans who did support him were.
You stood by him. You cheered for him. You saw him even when the press didn't, even when the politics of the game were against him. You showed him he mattered. And he never forgot that.
Eventually, Dick's good heart won out here in Philly. He was embraced during his return in 75 and 76, and Willa remembers when the Phillies gave Dick the ultimate honor, years before his long overdue call to the Hall.
In 2020, the Philadelphia Phillies retired Dick's number 15. No one knew that Dick only had 4 months to live.
Dick Allen passed away in December 2020 at 78 years old. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.